Well, it's time for Changing Australia now, and among the fastest growing cohort of people finding themselves homeless or in housing stress in Australia is older women. It's an issue being looked at by a number of groups and organisations in Australia. In southeast Queensland, a program is helping older single women find safe and secure accommodation through house sharing. Maggie Cairns is from the not-for-profit Coast Bay Housing Group, and she runs the Better Housing Together program. Maggie, welcome to you to Changing Australia.
Good morning, Sally. Thank you for having me.
How does this work?
The way it works is that we have two aspects. One is an online website that women can become members to. We go through a simple police check and do some admin for them to be able to connect with other women online. But probably the most impactful part of it is that we hold gatherings approximately 2-3 per week at the moment on the Sunshine Coast. And women can literally come from anywhere, anyhow, come along and be welcomed in a very wholehearted way to meet one another, to connect, to sometimes talk about the fact that they are facing homelessness or great insecurity for maybe the first time ever. And they begin to build their own resilience and their connections, friendships. And then we just, we support them for whatever their needs may be.
It's an interesting approach, particularly with the house sharing, because we know, Maggie, there's a lot of spare capacity there with people having a spare room or more. Kids may have fled the nest. So there is capacity there, and some people are lonely as well.
Absolutely. In actual fact, there's Dr. Linda Bryant. She is a housing researcher. You may have already come across the academic paper called 13 Million Spare Rooms. And she was able to show that that's actually how many spare rooms there are in Australia. And fortunately for us, she approached us and we've been collaborating with her to be able to keep speaking about this and talking about the fact that we do need many different solutions for this issue, because it is such an emergency and a crisis. And it isn't for everyone to share their room, but with facilitation or coordination like what we do, I do have women that come that are perhaps asset rich but cash poor, or they're lonely, or they can't look after their home by themselves and they don't want to just advertise online. However, they come to us and then they meet other women who may not be in that position, but they're also looking. And then we become this bridge and like the jump leads between the two aspects.
And what sort of results are you seeing so far, Maggie?
Well, in the last 6 to 12 months since we took a different approach, which is very much about community development approach, which is letting the women lead the way and listening to them and allowing them to contribute to what we do. Since then, our results are increasing quite dramatically. What's interesting is that there's a doctor done a PhD recently in Germany around this share housing concept. He has directly shown that to the level of employees you have doing this, and in our case we have two of us, to the level of the team helping will greatly impact the results that you get. So he showed that in Germany, where there was the greatest, hugest impact was there was maybe 8 or 9 employees. So for us, it has increased by over 100% in the last 6 to 12 months. So currently, we've probably in the last 6-9 months had about 20 to 25 women have an actual solid outcome and solution, which for such a small program, that's quite amazing, really.
You're listening to Changing Australia, and my guest is Maggie Cairns, talking about work to bring older women together to find some suitable housing solutions. I'm guessing this can also be quite challenging, Maggie, because sometimes people may be looking, may be facing homelessness because they've lost partners or experienced violence or other trauma. And for the safety of the woman who's opening her home as well, how have you been navigating some of those challenges?
Again, like I mentioned, this program is ever evolving. I have a background in counseling and trauma-informed practices, which has become incredibly invaluable in this role. So what we do is we're bringing in new little toolkits. So things like personal boundary workshops, compatibility surveys, non-violent communication, and art therapy. And again, we had a gathering yesterday. We had, 12 women showed up. And I see what's happening in the room. I get them to talk and share, and then I let them dictate what we need to do. And it's incredibly organic. But what happens with this, Sally, is that the women go from feeling, whether it's loss, guilt, shame, whatever it may be, but feeling very much on the back foot of their life, because when you don't have a home, you almost cannot deal with very much in your life, or if you're looking at becoming evicted or whatever. But what we do is we help them to create that sense of home inside themselves and the belonging. And even then to be able to go, you know what, you need to think about the non-negotiables if you're going to share. You have to think about how would you communicate. And then, of course, women are amazing, let alone older women. They're so wise and brilliant. And then they come up with it themselves and they work it out. So, yes, it's a very precarious, when you've got trauma and things like that. However, as long as we keep on working together, the solutions and the ability for the women to be resilient and look after each other is increasing dramatically.
Maggie Kanser, thank you very much for being my guest this morning and giving a snapshot of this program, bringing women together as well. It's a really interesting solution to some of the housing needs, particularly of women over the age of 55. Thank you again.
Thank you, Sally. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Maggie Cairns in Queensland, the Better Together Housing Program Manager.